Good morning. And yes, this day is full of emotions, sadness, joyfulness, all the above and more. And so we can say good morning because God's mercies remain fresh and new this day too. And we are here to celebrate a victory, the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the victory that through Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Waterstrat is enjoying in full. And so we are here to celebrate, as well as to share our sorrow and sadness, but also to encourage one another. And with that in mind, I direct your attention to the service bulletin on page 2. As we begin this Christian victory service, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow, and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Reverend Ron Waterstrat, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought him to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word and lead us through this earthly life until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting.
Amen.
Let us sing
for all the saints.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We hear these words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus gives us this comfort. "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God."
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, appears,
then we also will appear with him in glory.
We will be before the throne of God. Never again will we hunger.
Never again will we thirst.
For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water.
And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son, Jesus, to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Isaiah chapter 6. The Lord God had called and equipped Pastor Waterstrat for the public ministry. Until the end of time, the Lord continues to call and equip people like us to proclaim His message, a message of law and gospel. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne. And the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Give thanks for faithful pastors. Another one rests from his labors in the Lord. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Welcome to follow along as I read the obituary. It's found on page 10 of the bulletin. Pastor Ronald Waterstrat was called home to heaven on August 18, 2023. Ronald was born on February 3, 1941 in Chicago, Illinois, to Daniel and Frieda Waterstrat. He was the oldest of six children, three boys and three girls. The family moved to Kenosha, Wisconsin, while he was still very young, where they kept where they were faithful members of St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church. Along with his brothers and sisters, Ronald was a student at St. Luke's Lutheran Elementary School. He became very interested in being a pastor while in grade school, and in the fall of 1954, he enrolled at Concordia Lutheran Preparatory School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 4 years later, he enrolled at Concordia Lutheran College, which was on the same campus, to begin studying for the pastoral ministry. In the fall of 1960, Ronald transferred to Northwestern College to pursue ministry in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. In 1962, he began his studies at Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary in Thiensville, Wisconsin. He served his vicar year at Zion Lutheran Church in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he met the love of his life, Jeanette Cords. Ronald and Jeanette were married on June 19, 1966, just weeks after Ronald was assigned to serve a dual parish at St. John Lutheran Church in Clare, and St. John Lutheran Church in Gladwin, Michigan. He served one Sunday shy of exactly 20 years in Michigan. While there, he was blessed to be instrumental in starting two other congregations, Faith Lutheran Church in Harrison and Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Beaverton, Michigan. In May of 1986, he accepted a call to Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Rancho Penasquitos, California, where he was pastor until accepting a call to serve St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. He and his family arrived on New Year's Day, 1990. Pastor Waterstrat served St. Mark's until his retirement in June of 2014. After retirement, he was blessed to serve as a vacancy pastor at congregations in Petaluma, Windsor, and Penryn, California. In the fall of 2016, Pastor Waterstrat was called to serve part-time at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Sacramento, where he continued to minister to the saints there until his death in August. In all, Pastor Waterstrat was privileged to serve as a pastor for over 57 years. God blessed Ronald and Jeanette with two children, son David and his wife Ellen, who reside in Penryn, and daughter Rachel, who resides in La Habra, California. Also two grandsons, Daniel and his wife Melissa, who are expecting a child in January, and Nathan. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. And grant us your peace. Amen. I direct you back to the middle of page 5 as we continue with the hymn, Lord, When Your Glory I Shall See. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. The focus was always on Jesus and is to remain on him and what he has accomplished with us in mind. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance from God our Father, and thankfully through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the work of the Holy Spirit using the means of grace, we are assured again and again of that rich abundance of God's grace, mercy, and peace in and by his working through us.
Preach the gospel. That is what pastors in training and pastors out in the field of ministry are encouraged to do. And that is what, by the grace of God and the calling of God through believers, Pastor Wannestrat did faithfully. Preach the gospel. The gospel, which has as this emphasis summed up for us in this Christian worship hymn, "By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless. My soul believe and doubt it not. Why waver at this word of promise? Has Scripture ever falsehood taught? So then this word must true remain. By grace you too shall heaven obtain." Grace to glory accomplished. God be praised. Dear family, friends, people of God, who by God's grace are able to live in that grace now and for all our days until He takes us, the Lord takes us to glory to be with Him forever in the true paradise. Why do we need that message of grace, which is connected to the gospel, the good news of a crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, we turn on the television, turn on the radio, open a newspaper, read our media posts, whatever it is that we stay connected to this world, try as we sometimes not stay connected, we are reminded of why we need this message of grace and gospel, why it needs to be preached. And as we were reminded of in one of the early readings, to hold on to this message of sound teaching, because the world continually gathers to itself pastors and teachers, trained and not trained, to scratch their itching ears. Tell us what we want to hear, not what we really need to hear. We don't want to hear about how sinful I am. Oh, you can tell me how sinful those other people are, but not my sin. And Pastor Wannestrat would say, no, we need to talk about your sin. Because it's only by talking about that can you appreciate what Jesus has done for you by His cross and sealed by His resurrection. And the whole world needs to hear about that three-letter word, sin, and what comes with it, because the wages of sin is death. We're reminded of death today, unfortunately. But thankfully, we know death doesn't get the last word. But how many people in the world don't know that or have forgotten that? And so live in fear of death. Not that we do anything to hasten our death, but we do not need to live in fear of it. And Pastor Wannestrat was a good example of that, right up to the end. Physical death is a part of this world. God didn't create us to die, but because of the fall into sin, one of the consequences is physical death. But worse than that, spiritual death. All people are conceived and born in sin and are so under the wrath of God and would be lost forever unless delivered by our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to preach the gospel, because all people are in need of that gospel. And even worse than spiritual death, eternal death. Eternal separation from God for all eternity. I mean, here, while a person is on earth, that's their time of grace. And so they have a chance to be connected to Jesus, to no longer remain spiritually dead, but rather spiritually alive in God through Christ Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. But when that time of grace ends, there's not a second opportunity. How important then it is to preach the gospel. And Pastor Wannestrat was privileged to do that for 57 years. But his legacy will continue, as the message will continue to be preached by family members and friends. All of us have an opportunity and responsibility to preach that same gospel, because it's only through that gospel that we are connected to Jesus and are saved. But again, how many people in the world don't know that or brush it off, thinking, I'm not so bad. I'm sure God will remember that good deed I did 20 years ago. That's got to be enough to get me to heaven. But what does James remind us of? If we are guilty of breaking the law in just one point, what are we guilty of? Breaking all of it. And then Paul reminds us by inspiration, it's not by observing the law that we are saved. It's only by grace through faith in Jesus that we are saved. And so once again, the importance of preaching the gospel so people can go from grace to glory. God be praised for the message that is given to us so that we can find comfort today in our sorrow and hope in the promise of the resurrection, which was held out to Pastor Waterstrat and which he preached faithfully to countless people. And we ourselves need to hear too. As we preach the law, we must not forget the gospel. And how can we sum up the gospel? The grace to glory accomplished. We hear these words from Revelation. The Apostle John was led to write, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children.'" This is God's word. The word Pastor Waterstrat was led to believe and to be convinced of, and is enjoying the full fruits of what Jesus accomplished for him and what you and I are waiting for. And so we don't really mourn for him. We miss things, no doubt. And later on, you can share story after story of what you will miss and how he impacted your life. But with him, the focus was always about Jesus, and so right now the focus remains on Jesus and how he delivers us from grace to glory. The glory that he accomplished for us by dying on the cross for each and every one of us. For he came to seek and to save the lost, and that's us by nature. And when he said it's finished from the cross, he meant it. Your sin has been atoned for, each and every one of them. You may doubt, but don't put your trust in you. Put your trust in what the Lord says. It's finished. Done. Sealed by the empty tomb. And because he lives, we too shall live. And so we know, even though your husband and father and grandfather and our dear friend is no longer with us physically, he's still with us. That memory won't go away. And we're going to be going to him in God's good time. Grace to glory. We give thanks for God's written word to remind us of this truth. At the heart of that truth is what Jesus has accomplished for us so that we can find comfort now in our sorrow and rejoice in that resurrection promise and then share that with others. Because the legacy continues. As we said, it continues through you, his family. It continues through each and every one of us as we share the reason for the hope that we have, that hope which is rooted in Christ Jesus our Savior. And that message has come to us by God's grace. And that grace leads to glory. So we continue to preach the gospel. May that never stop to be our legacy. So whether you preach the gospel directly or you're supporting the preaching of the gospel, either way, we're doing the same thing. We're preaching the gospel, impacting people's lives with God's message.
a message which needs to consist of law and gospel. And until that day when the Lord calls us home to himself, we live here on this earth with the full confidence that his hand is among us and he is going to be working through us, proclaiming his message of grace. Knowing that what he has in store for us is right around the corner. And that, dear friends, cannot be taken away from us in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And so, from grace to glory, accomplished. By grace on this, I'll rest when dying. In Jesus' promise, I rejoice. For though I know my heart's condition, I also know my Savior's voice. My heart is glad. All grief has flown. Since I am saved by grace alone. Take heart, dear friends. Glory accomplished. Amen. You're welcome to join with me in a confession of faith, which Pastor Waterstrat boldly confessed by the grace of God, and we today do as well. I believe in God the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Direct you to page 9 for our next song, By Faith.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one, Ron Waterstraat, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving him to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, you do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
My life, my strength, my
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. And he does abide with you and us all. What was one of many things that Pastor Waterstrat liked to do? Sing. And that's what we tried to do today in memory of our dear friend and your father and grandfather. A message from our Arizona, California district president, Pastor John Buchholz.
A good day to you. Thank you, Pastor Kohlander, for sharing God's word of comfort with us today. My name is John Buchholz. I serve as one of the pastors at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Tempe, Arizona. I did not do that. And also as the president of our Arizona, California district of the Wells. Much of what I'm going to read in this brief letter is redundant. It's been included in the obituary, but much of these things bear repeating and emphasizing as we celebrate God's grace in the life of our departed brother, Pastor Waterstrat. In addition to the things that I'm going to mention here and that we saw in the obituary, Pastor Waterstrat also served as a circuit pastor, a very good friend of mine. I'm going to say thank you to him and to his family for the many rides from the airport, and the times that you put me up back in the back bedroom. My friends, they call me Juan. My name is John, but there's always a lot of Johns around, and since I speak Spanish, they call me Juan. And that back bedroom kind of got to be known by the Waterstrats as the Juan room. So, dear family and friends of Pastor Waterstrat, the Lord's abundant grace gave to Pastor Ron Waterstrat the privilege of serving as a called minister of the gospel. For many years, he enjoyed that blessed privilege, ministering with God's grace to the lambs and sheep of Jesus' flock. Holy Scripture says, here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. After receiving a Master of Divinity from Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary in 1966, Pastor Waterstrat served several congregations in Michigan. In our Arizona, California district, he served Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in San Diego. That's actually Rancho Peñasquitos. That's right outside of San Diego. From 1986 to 1989, and here at St. Mark's in Citrus Heights, from 1990 until his retirement in 2014, and then after he retired from full-time ministry, he continued to serve St. Andrew in Sacramento. His faithful labors bore much fruit through the gospel, as souls known and numbered only by God heard through Pastor Waterstrat the voice of their loving shepherd, Jesus Christ. People of all ages found joy and refreshment in the water of life, the living word that brings salvation. On behalf of the Arizona-California District of the Wisconsin Evangelical Synod, I join you in giving thanks to the Lord for his blessings bestowed to and through Pastor Waterstrat. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. In Christ Jesus, yours truly.
Thank you. Everyone is invited to the multipurpose center for a luncheon that has been prepared to continue the celebration and the memories. But before we go over there, there is a video that a co-worker of Pastor Waterstrat put together, Pastor Professor Bill Tackmeyer.
Hi, everyone at St. Mark's. Greetings especially to you, Jeanette, and David and Ellen, Rachel, Daniel and Melissa, and Nathan. I wish I could be there with you today, but since I can't, I want to send these greetings. I have so many fond memories of Pastor Waterstrat. He and I served together at St. Mark's from 1996 to 2010. We had a good rapport. I think part of it was that we knew one another's strengths and weaknesses, and we just didn't feel that we had to compete with one another. Around 2000, we had our synod's parish assistants help us in restructuring the congregation. We had in view a building program that we wanted to do in the near future, and the consultant, to my surprise, suggested at the end of the self-study that I should be the head pastor, the administrative pastor at St. Mark's. I was surprised because Pastor Waterstrat was older than I, and Pastor Waterstrat had been at St. Mark's longer than I had been. He was very gracious and told me that he thought I should go ahead and be the administrative pastor. In hindsight, I can see the wisdom of it. It allowed him to use his gifts in a wonderful way. He worked so well with the laymen who headed up the building project, especially with, he worked with Pete Arney. And, well, I hope that, I think you're probably sitting in the parish center that was a result of that work that Pastor Waterstrat and Pete worked on so hard. I have a lot of fond memories about Pastor Waterstrat. Pastor Waterstrat was someone who liked to give advice, and he was very generous in his advice in other areas, not just in theology or how to care for people in a congregation. He had very practical advice. He was very generous in his advice about what car you should buy, and definitely what car you shouldn't buy. He had advice for home improvement projects. He had advice for medical remedies. I remember visiting one of the elderly members in the hospital one time, Glenn Farley. Glenn was having digestive problems. I could tell that Pastor Waterstrat had been there before me, probably a couple of days before me, because Glenn kept telling me how Dr. Waterstrat was advising that he take Metamucil or Maalox, I can't remember what the product was. And Glenn kept saying this, Dr. Waterstrat. Glenn's wife, Bea, would interrupt him and say, Pastor Waterstrat. But within 5 minutes, Glenn was telling me more. What Dr. Waterstrat says I should do is... I have to say that my favorite memory of Pastor Waterstrat, though, is the way that he would sing in church, especially on Easter Sunday. He could sing with gusto. I was usually in the back, in the balcony, and he'd be leading the congregation in those wonderful Easter hymns. One Easter we sang "In Christ Alone" when it was rather new in our circles, and I remember him telling me how that was his favorite of the newer hymns. In a phone conversation that I had with him just a year or two ago, one of the things he told me was that he got to sing with choir after he had retired. And I believe he got to sing with the Hallelujah Chorus. Is that right, Rosemary? It reminds me of a part of Scripture that Pastor Waterstrat is no doubt enjoying right now. Revelation chapter 5. Verses 11 through 13. Here's what the Apostle John saw in his vision. "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.'" Can you imagine that scene and Pastor Waterstrat taking part in it? Can you imagine how thrilled he must be to sing with the choir of saints and angels, "To the Lamb who was slain," the Lamb who was slain for his sins, for Ron's sins, "the Lamb who is risen from the dead and has destroyed death so that there is no death for Ron now. May God preserve us all so that someday we join that chorus of saints and angels. God bless you."
God be praised that the word endures and that the good stories have started. May they continue. God's blessings to each and every one of you. Whether you're staying or not, let's join together, though, in prayer. We can join together. Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us be our guests.
Let these gifts to us be blessed.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.